Soon after came another most important promotion. Along with it came an offer to be number two on a fleet project, a 3-year stretch on an unknown but Earth-like place. Dr. Hollis Ware, the offer is an honor at her age, but no less than she deserved, one way or another. Still, she didn't want to go, to strand herself 3 years where she could not rise. She put off the decision for weeks, caught between the allure of being, for once, legit, and with the tantalizing momentum of rising is. Without being aware of it, she dreamt of another choice. Then Leslie returned, providing just that. He was tearful and contrite and ashamed, but filled with protestations of hope. She knew his love for her, his heartbreaking devotion to her, was genuine. The next day, in secret, she signed with Holly. The next month, without warning, she went aloft to sanction. It was, she felt, doing the best thing for the lovely man. He was so sensitive, so easily hurt. He had brought his parents along with him to meet her. She slept at last on my soaked shoulder. I smoked. Sometime in the middle of it, she had said,
"I know it was all my fault. I guess I'm just no good, like Mother said."
I smoked and heard that, still expecting to bleed to death from the grinding rasp of those words. I felt numbed by the vice. And then she did an amazing thing. She stirred in her sleep and laughed, giggled really, like a little girl. A sweet, safe, beautiful little girl, who knew only the blue of the sky and green grasses and party dresses of pink and blue and white. I reached over carefully and keyed off the last of the light. I doused my cigarette. I lay there, for hours it seemed, I lay there, my eyes burning in the dark. The next morning, bright and early, I went down and saw Holly and did the one thing I had been so certain I would never do. I volunteered me. So bizarre.